Now, I know you haven't seen the B-27 data presented, but you know, we know, or actually a few weeks ago I talked to Norm Wallmark, and that was the first I'd heard that essentially it's, you know, basically going to be a negative study in terms of the addition of docetaxel, the AC docetaxel combination. And I immediately thought of you because of the U.S. Oncology adjuvant trial with that same regimen, AC docetaxel versus AC docetaxel capecitabine. What are your thoughts about that at this point?
What I've been told, Neil, and I talked to Harry Baer and to others subsequently, is that it's more along the lines of the B28, where there's a disease-free survival advantage, and I think, you know, it's there. It's, I think, of borderline significance, but it's there. But survival is not there. And so similar to B28, which also both of those studies involved the use of tamoxifen along with chemotherapy. And I think in B28, basically what that's done is delay events, because the B28 survival curves were just beginning to split. And much like Kathy Albain showed in the 0100 trial with the CAF together with tamoxifen, it took 8 years for that trial to become statistically significantly positive for survival. But it did, in favor of adding CAF to tamoxifen in the postmenopausal group of patients. So I think what we're learning is when you combine those, I think the B20 Oncotype DX is really telling us an important lesson, I think, with regard to this high recurrence score group. Now, that's predominantly led by proliferation. In the Oncotype DX algorithm, by far and away, the largest predictor there is proliferation. And so you want that proliferation, it appears, to benefit from your chemotherapy. And then when you take an ER and or PR positive breast cancer and apply tamoxifen, you probably are getting a negative pharmacodynamic interaction, at least at the cell cycle level, perhaps other places, but you're very likely slowing down proliferation and are diminishing the effectiveness of your chemotherapy. And so in my own mind, I think we've learned not to give tamoxifen with chemotherapy. And so I'm looking forward to the PAX trial with the 6 cycles of FEC versus 3 of FEC followed by 3 of Taxotere with a survival advantage in favor of crossing over, just like we saw in the Aberdeen trial and we've seen in other trials where bringing in the non-cross-resistant taxane makes an improvement in survival. That's much more consistent with what we've learned from the totality of the data. So my interpretation is that administering tamoxifen with chemotherapy for 6 months is not the best way to get the benefit from your chemotherapy.
Or to test the benefit, I guess.
Or to test the benefit, that's right.